a passing to note now. Harold Ashby's first performance with Duke Ellington was on a couple of hours sleep and with no rehearsal. It was 1960, and when the Duke called, you jumped. Except for Mr. Ashby, he first hung up on the maestro. He thought it was a crank call. Harold Ashby soon joined fellow tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez as a regular in Duke's band, and Harold Ashby played his heart out. It was announced this week that he had died last Friday after a heart attack. He was 78. Coming up, the Mississippi saxophone, harmonica virtuoso Kim Wilson. Stay tuned.